Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. Hey, we are here with
the big catch that's made over there.
Coach Tyler Forsey. Yep. 35-24 win, Coach. Was it what you expected?
You know, it was tough. It was a tough ball game. I thought Palmyra, you know, came out and gave us all they got. And, you know, hats off to them, their coaches. You know, I thought those kids played their hearts out. You know, we kind of had to overcome some self-inflicted wounds. But at the same time, you know, they did some good stuff on offense that, honestly, they hadn't had a lot of success the first 2 weeks. And, you know, I was very impressed with the Palmyra unit. And, like I say, our guys, we had to make some adjustments and kind of move some people around. I was proud of them for being able to execute that when we needed to. But, yeah, no, it was a tough game. And, you know, that's what you get when you play Palmyra.
Did you expect to go scoreless in the first quarter?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of it is feeling out.
Given the earlier season
performance. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't necessarily surprise me because, you know, I thought they played Bowling Green, you know, pretty tough last week. And I think Bowling Green's a pretty solid team. I thought they did a good job. You know, I think their D-line's pretty good. So, you know, they kind of gave some fits trying to get our run game going. Once it got going, everything else kind of opened up a little bit more. But, you know, it's another stepping stone where we got to be able to, you know, keep getting better. And I told them, you know, that was not our best game, but we were still able to find a way to win, and I'm proud of our guys for that.
Talk about Anthony Ford tonight. He was scoring with the kick and running across the line for you.
Yeah, you know, he caught a nice little touchdown pass there, and, yeah, his kicks were excellent. Yeah, he was, you know, 5 of 5 kicking PATs, and, you know, that's going to be a, you know, nice little
tool
to have
in your toolbox.
Yeah, in your back pocket, you know, to be able to kick those ones. You know, we can always go for two, but, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to get your extra points when you kick them.
Coach, what do you think the boys learned tonight that will apply to next week?
Well, you know, just mistakes are going to happen, and, you know, you got to fight over adversity. And, you know, I think we had some guys step up that, you know, maybe hadn't had a lot of success up until this game. And, you know, trying to mesh everybody together. And, you know, I think us coaches will figure out what we need to do from here on out and keep coaching these guys up because it's a great group of kids, very coachable. And
who stepped up for you tonight that maybe hasn't shown anything before?
On defense, Ashton Price had a heck of a game. You know, he was about as unblockable as it gets. He kind of reminds me of a Trevor Bodine from the past in a way. You know, he looked very good. You know, Ellen McCoy, he came up with two key interceptions that were, you know, obviously
big plays. Was that part of the plan, sir, or was that fortunes of football?
Yeah, I mean, that's just
– right place,
you know,
right time.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. You know, Ellen's a very coachable kid, very athletic. So, you know, him making those plays is, you know, it was exciting. But, you know, we know what he can do. You know, I thought those guys did a good job. And, you know, Logan Roosevelt had one heck of a catch on the sideline as, you know, where he jumped up and caught it at its highest point. And I was proud of, you know, that's just competing. Kane Dunn had another big one, you know, on the other sideline, you know, later in the game. And I was proud of him for that too. So, you know, we, you know, played solid, not great, but solid.
Who's next, sir?
We will host Brookfield. So we
any
will,
thoughts on them?
I haven't watched enough film to let you know, to be honest with you.
Right.
Can't look ahead in this conference.
Okay. Thank you, Coach Tyler Forsey.
All right, thank you.
Sir.